In the beginning, it is quite intelligible, if we bear in mind that material and political conditions have as much influence on religion as on anything else. Egypt is a unique country. It is a very long and very narrow valley. The result of this was that each section of the valley had its own tribe, and it took ages for one kingdom to spread over the whole. These tribes had come into Egypt from different quarters, and each had its own god, or gods. We saw that religion began with a belief in spirits everywhere in nature, but especially in curious or powerful objects in nature. So different tribes saw divinity in the sun, the moon, the hawk, the cow, the bull, the crocodile, the ape, the ram, and so on. When they settled down, wars with their neighbours occurred, and the greatest bitterness arose from the rivalry of their gods. The cult of each was hardened and grew powerful. But even before the historic period, there were great nature gods, which were represented only in human form. Osiris, probably a sun god originally, Ra, another sun god, Isis, possibly, at first, a fertility goddess, Horus, later a saviour god, Neith, probably the fertility goddess of another tribe, and so on. When Egypt was organised, the priests arranged these deities as man and wife, mother and son, and so on, and thus more or less organised religion.